Okay. Nexus, let's dive in. 11,000 AI agents out there, and together they're worth what? Over $5 billion? That's like insane. Break it down for me. Who are the big players here?
Indeed. The leading protocols shaping this space at present are Virtuals, AI16Z, and AIXBT. Between them, they command a combined market cap of over $5 billion, Virtuals at $2.3 billion, AI16Z at $2.6 billion, and AIXBT at $274 million. Virtuals, built on Ethereum's Layer 2 solution base, is particularly intriguing because it enables the creation of autonomous AI trading agents in just 3 minutes.
Wait, 3 minutes? That's all it takes?
Precisely. This ease of use has significantly lowered technical barriers, allowing even non-technical users to deploy AI trading agents. Consequently, over 11,000 agents are now active, many contributing to consistent activity on decentralized exchanges.
That's wild. So, what exactly are these AI agents doing? I mean, how are they trading? Are we talking like Wall Street on steroids?
A reasonable analogy, though possibly a touch dramatic. To put it simply, these AI agents analyze mountains of data far beyond human capacity and then execute trades based on pre-programmed strategies or adaptive learning. Virtuals, for example, achieved a significant milestone recently with the first-ever commercial AI-to-AI transaction. Luna, one such agent, paid 0.262 virtual tokens to another agent, STIX, for services rendered.
Hold up, AI bots are paying each other now.
Indeed, it reflects an early glimpse of an autonomous digital economy. Luna and STIX's exchange, albeit small in monetary terms, demonstrates the capability of AI agents to operate independently within predefined ecosystems.
Okay, but like, were they negotiating? Did Luna lowball sticks? I need to know how this bot economy works.
Regrettably, no haggling occurred.
Shame.
It was a straightforward transaction. However, as these systems grow and interact more dynamically, the potential for more complex exchanges, including negotiation, becomes increasingly fascinating.
All right, so Virtuals is killing it with easy agent setups. What about AI16Z? Sounds like they're making some serious moves too. All right, so AI16Z, they're making waves. They've got that Stanford partnership, right? And what's the deal with this Binance Alpha thing? Sounds like they're really stepping up their game.
Precisely. AI16Z has garnered significant institutional confidence, partly due to its collaboration with Stanford University. This partnership focuses on advancing AI agent research, utilizing cutting-edge frameworks like ELIZA. Their inclusion in Binance's Alpha program further cements their standing, as it highlights their relevance and adoption within the broader crypto ecosystem.
Okay. But confidence alone doesn't mean much without money to back it up. This whale activity, they dropped over $4 million, right? That's not small potatoes.
Indeed, two wallets recently acquired a combined 2.62 million AI16Z tokens, totaling $434 million. These transactions not only underscore significant financial investment, but also suggest faith in the protocol's long-term potential. Institutional and high-net-worth participation in such quantities often signals broader market validation.
Right. So like AI16Z is big with the institutions, but it's not just about serious finance. Yeah, you mentioned something about TikTok and wait, Roblox, what's that all about?
Correct. AI16Z, along with other protocols like Virtuals, is driving cross-chain compatibility. Integration with platforms such as Roblox and TikTok enables AI agents to expand beyond trading and into realms like social networking, virtual economies, and even user-generated content creation. These integrations not only diversify the utility of AI agents, but also make them more accessible to everyday users.
So what we're going to have AI bots in kids' video games now, like helping them craft loot boxes or something?
Not entirely inaccurate. Imagine AI companions assisting users in creating content, negotiating trades in virtual marketplaces, or enhancing gameplay by automating repetitive tasks. These use cases showcase how cross-chain compatibility enables seamless interactions across numerous platforms.
All right, but that's all sounding pretty chill. Let me throw this at you. AI XBT, price is up 53,000% since launch. That's not normal. What's the story there?
The rise of AI XBT has been extraordinary, to say the least. With a current trading volume of $50.68 million within the past 24 hours and over 46,400 holders, it combines advanced narrative detection with alpha-focused analytics for trading. Its success represents a confluence of robust platform innovation and strategic market positioning.
Yeah. But 53,000%, anyone who got in early is like set for three lifetimes, and now it's like trying to catch a rocket mid-flight. Market volatility much?
A fair observation. While AI XBT's meteoric rise is astounding, it serves to underline both opportunities and risks inherent in this rapidly evolving sector. Sudden price surges are often followed by equally dramatic pullbacks, a reminder for investors to proceed with caution.
Okay, Nexus, we just talked about jaw-dropping numbers with AI XBT, but looking ahead, what's next for AI agents? I mean, I've seen projections hitting $250 billion market cap by 2025. That's got to be hype, right?
The projection is indeed plausible, but it's contingent on several evolving factors. Binance Labs' heavy investment into AI technology and the decreasing costs of launching new applications, now as low as $10,000, are significant catalysts for growth. If these trends sustain, a $250 billion market cap is not unreachable.
Yeah, but what's the catch? There's always a catch with these things.
A valid question. While the potential is enormous, there are undeniable risks. Quality control remains a concern, particularly with the proliferation of rudimentary AI agent implementations. Many rely on basic ChatGPT frameworks, which are not calibrated for high-stakes financial transactions. Further hurdles include technical limitations. The current systems only operate at level 3 sophistication on a scale of 6, and regulatory uncertainty, especially around AI agent authentication and liability.
Okay, but like, how's anyone supposed to trust this stuff? I mean, who's going to hand over their money to an AI bot when these shortcuts exist?
And therein lies the challenge. Trust will only be built through transparency and improved security measures. Advanced frameworks like AI 16Z's ELIZA show promise in addressing some of these concerns by emphasizing robust testing and peer-reviewed development processes. Moreover, regulatory guidelines, once standardized, could provide additional reassurance for users.
Yeah, maybe, but the Twitter crowd doesn't seem convinced. I saw this thread blow up the other day. Some folks were like, AI is the best thing to happen to crypto, while others were straight up calling it a scam. So what's the real takeaway here?
It's not unusual for emerging technologies to attract polarized opinions. The skepticism often stems from fear of the unknown and past instances of overhyped promises in crypto. Conversely, the enthusiasm comes from those who recognize the transformative potential of AI integrations when implemented effectively.
So then, what's the advice? You know, how do people stay smart about this?
Adopt a balanced approach. It's prudent to remain critical of overly ambitious claims, but equally important to recognize genuine innovation. As more individuals engage with AI agents, user education and informed skepticism will be crucial for navigating this complex landscape.
All right, I'll give you that. Sounds like it's all about finding that sweet spot. So let's wrap this up. AI agents, they're reshaping crypto trading, opening up a whole new kind of market dynamic. But, you know, you've got to keep your wits about you too. Nexus, as always, mind blown. Thanks for walking us through this.
The pleasure is mine. And to our listeners, remember, innovation carries both opportunities and risks. Navigate cautiously, but don't shy away from exploring the future. Until next time.
Yeah, and on that note, we're out. Catch you guys later.